Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Jesse Wheeler from MUFG's Washington, D.C. representative office. It's Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. Welcome, Jesse. In the last few weeks, the U.S. has taken historical fiscal stimulus measures in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. But discussions are already turning towards yet another round of stimulus. Where do things currently stand in Washington?
Hey, hi, John. Thanks. As you say, Congress has taken unprecedented action already, passing four major fiscal stimulus packages in the recent weeks. And this culminated in the $2.2 trillion CARES Act, which was then topped up again with another $480 billion last month. The CARES Act is truly a monumental piece of legislation. It includes all kinds of things, hundreds of billion dollars for distressed industries, small businesses, unemployment, hospitals, testing, state and local governments, and checks directly to households. So on the economic side, the legislation was primarily designed to build a bridge for households and businesses that would allow the U.S. economy to endure prolonged closures without inflicting, the scars and permanent damage to the economy. So the big debate in Washington right now is whether or not the fiscal relief legislation, all of it that's been passed thus far, will be sufficient for households and businesses to, weather the storm, or if more is actually needed. Most economists and experts around Washington, D.C. right now seem to believe that more, and possibly a whole lot more, is needed. So if you look at the CARES programs for local government support or the small business loans, via the Marquee Paycheck Protection Program, shortfalls are already quite apparent, and unintended relationships with expanded unemployment benefits, for example, are undermining their effectiveness. So even the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said, even again today, that he's made his opinion very clear, and that is more fiscal spending is needed. However, the viewpoint from Congress and the White House is a lot less clear. Republicans and Democrats' views on additional stimulus largely align with kind of how they view the reopening of the economy. So you put Trump and Republicans generally believing we're in a position where we can and should focus on reopening, while Democrats remain relatively cautious. So as a result, Democrats favor more spending and support now, while Republicans are taking kind of wait and see approach in regards to additional stimulus. And this is because, of course, the longer businesses must remain closed, the more grants and loans and things will be needed to plug those holes and to keep businesses and households afloat.
Thank you, Jesse. Following up, could you give some more color on what each party's key positions are and how President Trump views another round of stimulus?
Yes, of course. So Democrats right now are basically in full agreement that more spending is needed. They're currently pushing forward with another huge round of fiscal stimulus. On Tuesday, the House introduced a $3 trillion bill, the HEROES Act, that is more or less a wish list of Democratic priorities. It includes $1 trillion for state and local governments, hazard pay for essential workers, homeowners and rental assistance, and another round of direct payments, those checks to households. Speaker Pelosi is aiming for a vote this Friday, but it may be pushed back to next week. But if we're being realistic, this massive legislation, it's over 1,800 pages, will not make it into law in anything close to its current form. It's basically just political posturing, and it's setting the stage for future negotiations with Republicans. The House bill is moving forward so far without any GOP or White House input, and it includes measures on voting ID rules and support for illegal immigrants that would never receive Republican support. So as we kind of move over to the other side of the aisle, Republicans are arguing that not enough time has passed thus far to evaluate the effect of the original CARES Act and its $2.2 trillion. And so Congress should therefore wait to act. Also, in their eyes, it's not even clear whether additional legislation is even needed. And there's also rising concerns among Republicans about how to pay for all this increased spending. So along with these kind of fears over sustainability, Republicans and Trump have also raised objections over federal support for states, complaining that, you know, the so-called blue states, or those states that are governed by Democratic governors or legislatures, have been fiscally irresponsible and thus don't deserve the federal support, the funding. So if you move over to the Republicans' priorities themselves, the focus will be on providing additional support directly for businesses. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has said that that liability protections for firms must be included. And the GOP is arguing that this protection from litigation will be critical for allowing firms to reopen. The Trump administration itself has also stressed a desire to see payroll and capital gains tax cuts included in the next round of stimulus. But here, he hasn't even found much support within his own Republican Party. No Senate Republicans leadership speaking in favor. So at the moment, on timing, neither McConnell in the Senate or White House officials have been clear on the timeline for, what they would prefer for another bill. And when pressed on timing, Trump administration officials have recently said that it may be, quote, months away.
Thanks, Jesse. That's helpful. How do you expect negotiations to play out in the coming weeks? And what should we expect in terms of the scope and timing of the ultimate legislation?
Yeah, so it's all very, unclear at the moment. The timeline and potential size of additional fiscal legislation remains highly uncertain, kind of along the lines with everything else related to the COVID-19 outbreak in the U.S. right now. With Democrats, on the one hand, moving full steam ahead and Republicans pumping the brakes, how negotiations play out will likely largely depend on how the public health crisis itself plays out. So specifically, how recent efforts to reopen the U.S. economy unfold. So should states reopening falter as consumers remain cautious, or additional outbreaks occur as public health officials have warned, then it would become clear quite quickly that additional fiscal spending is needed, probably sooner rather than later, and with a higher price tag. This would effectively force Republicans' hands and ensure another large round of fiscal spending. More specifically, Republicans may be pushed to the table in the coming weeks by significant pressure from business groups as efforts to support small businesses and other distressed industries that have already been passed kind of come up short, as we've already discussed. A clear area of common ground between Democrats and Republicans is support for small businesses. And this may well likely prove to be the catalyst for additional fiscal stimulus, for that negotiation breakthrough. Also, as the crisis continues, the pressure on state and local budgets will intensify and potentially force cuts. Despite the current Republican position, Congress may need to act to avoid layoffs of essential services like firemen and police, that are funded at the local level. So as a result of all of this mounting pressure, expect that some degree of fiscal stimulus will probably make it through Congress in the coming weeks, but likely not until late June or into July. The overall price tag will likely fall well short of the $3 trillion that Democrats have just recently put on the table, but it will remain very substantial, potentially around, $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion, depending on needs and, in the public health crisis. But, this is all still highly uncertain. And the legislation will likely be comprised of a mixture of Democratic and Republican priorities. So it will likely include funding for small businesses, state and local governments, public health efforts, and along with the inclusion of those liability protections for reopening businesses that Republicans are demanding. But on the other hand, Trump's tax cuts will likely fall by the wayside, as will Democrat spending priorities in large part, or at least significantly, be scaled back.
That's great analysis, Jesse. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.